Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I saw this ESPN list that they cranked out of the top 100 college football players in the nation, and I thought I'd kind of rip through it and see what I thought of it in terms of how these rankings went. I'm not going to argue with any of it. I'm just going to tell you what they came up with at 25, because after that, we'll like bounce around. But at 25, Tyler Van Dyke, the quarterback in Miami, it's all about the Cane Day, and the U, baby, the sophomore. What a season. He was a backup to Derek King, and then he got hurt, so Van Dyke got the start in the last 9 games. The guy was the ACC Rookie of the Year. He threw for almost 3,000 yards, 25 touchdowns with just 6 picks. He was unbelievable. He had 6 straight 300-yard passing games and at least 3 TD passes. The guy went off. And I got to tell you, he was the first Power 5 quarterback to do that in a single season since Joe Burrow was at LSU in 2019. Sam Hartman is ranked 21st, the junior at Wake Forest, and he's rehabbing from surgery in early August. He's going to be out, and they're going to be hurt by that. The guy was great in 21. He accounted for 4,591 yards and 50 combined touchdowns. He was their offense. He's just the 16th Power 5 QB in history to record 50 TDs in a season. Here's a guy you haven't heard of, but you will. Devin Leary, if you missed the boat, he's 19th now, the junior at NC State. Dave Doran, the coach, says he's the best he's seen in the country. He threw for 3,433 yards and 35 touchdowns, setting a single-season school TD record. He completed 65% of his passes. That's ranked 3rd in school history. He's already been nominated by the media as the preseason ACC Player of the Year. Number 17, Noah Sewell, the badass linebacker at Oregon. How about last year? 114 tackles, 53 solo, 4 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. He even had a pick. He's the best player on the Ducks defense with their new coach Dan Lanning after Mario Cristobal went to Miami. Number 16 is Mike Mayer, the big tight end from Notre Dame, the junior. Last year, 840 yards and 7 touchdowns. Last year, he was ranked 47th, jumps all the way up into 16. He's a Mackey Award candidate already, and he's been dominant. 113 receptions for 1,290 yards and 9 touchdowns in his first 2 seasons with the Irish. You know he's going to hook up a lot with quarterback Tyler Buchner. Number 15 is Sean Tucker, the running back at Syracuse. Only a sophomore, but last year, 1,496 yards and 12 touchdowns. He was amazing. He broke the single-season school rushing record last year. That's all you need to know. At 14, Keely Ringo. Remember him? He's the Bulldogs' choice for that game-clinching pick 6 is a badass that put the ribbon around that Bulldog National Championship, the first one they won in 41 years. He had 34 tackles, 8 pass breakups, 2 picks last year. You know he's going off the board in the 23 NFL draft in Kansas City. How about number 12, Deuce Vaughn at Kansas State, the running back, a junior, 1,404 yards and 18 TDs last year. He was ranked 44th last year. What a jump. He's very exciting. He also had 468 receiving yards and 4 TDs. So into the top 10. How about at 10, Caleb Williams, the new quarterback at USC. The sophomore had 1,912 yards and 21 touchdowns last year. Of course, he left Oklahoma for the sunny Southern California Trojans. And he followed Lincoln Riley there. At number 9 is Jordan Addison. He transferred from Pitt, but when he hooked up with Kenny Pickett last year, 1,593 yards and 17 touchdowns. In the Peach Bowl, he had 7 catches for 114 yards. He had 4 touchdowns in a game in November against Virginia. Once he knew Pickett was gone, he bolted too. Number 8 is Brock Bowers, the big tight end from Georgia, 882 yards and 13 touchdowns last year. You know Stetson Bennett's going to be throwing it to him left and right. In the national championship game, he had 4 catches and a touchdown and a 9-yard average. In the playoff game, he had 5 catches, 55 yards, and a touchdown against Michigan. Number 7 is Ohio State sophomore running back Trevion Henderson. How about 1,248 yards and 15 touchdowns last year? He was 6th in yards per rush among all FBS running backs and was number 12 in yards after first hit. In the Rose Bowl win against Utah, he had 17 carries for 83 yards and almost a 5-yard average. In their loss to Michigan, he had 74 yards and a touchdown. At number 6, Jalen Carter, the big fella, the tackle out of Georgia, junior, 37 tackles last year, 3 sacks, 17 solo tackles. He averaged a tackle on 11% of their snaps and led the team with 8.5 tackles for loss last year. He's already ranked very high on NFL boards for next year's draft. At number 5, Bijan Robinson, the running back at Texas, a junior, 1,200 yards, almost 11 TDs last year, 5.8 yards per carry. He missed the last 2 games of the season with an elbow injury. He's going to come up big in his last year in Austin. At number 4, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, the great wide receiver out of Ohio State, a junior, last year, 1,606 yards and 9 touchdowns. He broke out, no doubt. And he had Wilson and Olave to deal with, 2 receivers that got all the juice. He had 9 TDs, as I mentioned. C.J. Stroud going to be hooking up with him this year. Count on that in Columbus. Speaking of the Buckeyes, at number 3, the quarterback C.J. Stroud, as I mentioned, last year, 4,435 yards and 44 touchdowns. He leads the Buckeyes. He was a finalist for the Heisman last year. Ryan Day says he's seen all kinds of growth and maturity from his young quarterback. This guy might win the Heisman this year. At number 2, the guy that did win it, Bryce Young, the junior quarterback at Alabama last year when winning the Heisman, 4,872 yards and 47 touchdowns. You have got to be kidding me. That was a school record, and he also set the Alabama single season mark for passing yards with that big fat 4,800 plus. The number 1 player ranked in the country is Will Anderson Jr., the big outside linebacker from Alabama, a junior, 101 tackles last year, 57 solo, 17.5 sacks. He is a beast. He won the Nagurski Award last year as the number 1 overall draft year. This year, going to be the top guy coming off the board in Kansas City. The former freshman of the year is just one of the best players in the country, hands down. As a sophomore, I mean, how about the sacks? How about the tackles for loss? 34.5 of them. I mean, this guy is an absolute monster freak. Nobody can stop him. Let's look at some of the other names. At 27, the quarterback out of Mississippi State, the junior Will Rogers, last year threw for 4,739 yards and 36 touchdowns. They light it up. You know Mike Leach is going to have the air raid rolling. He led the conference in passing yards per game at 364.5. At 31, Isaiah Foskey, the badass defensive end at Notre Dame. Last year, 52 tackles, 38 solo, 11 sacks, and 6 forced fumbles. He's going to lead that defense of the Irish for sure. At 32, KJ Jefferson, the quarterback at Arkansas, a junior. Last year, 2,676 yards and 31 TDs. At 33, quarterback Will Levis at Kentucky. He's a senior. 2,826 yards last year and 24 touchdowns. He's 6'3", 230 pounds. At 37, Brandon Joseph of Notre Dame. We got to mention him. He's a safety. Last year, the junior, 79 tackles, 54 solo with 3 picks. At 42, Tank Bigsby, a junior at Auburn. Last year, over 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. Stetson Bennett is ranked 44th, the Georgia quarterback. 29 TDs last year and over 2,800 yards and a national championship. Remember, he was the MVP of the game. 17 of 26 for 224 yards and 2 scores. At 47, Malik Cunningham, the quarterback at Louisville, a senior, 2,941 yards last year and 19 TDs. Watch out for Cameron Rising, the Utah quarterback, a junior, 2,492 yards and 20 TDs last year. They're highly ranked. Again, the Utes. Watch out for Travis Dye at USC. He's a senior last year, 1,200 yards and 16 TDs. At 60, Cedric Tillman, the wide receiver at Tennessee, 12 touchdowns last season for the Vols. At 67, Zach Charbonnet at UCLA, a senior, 13 touchdowns and 1,100 yards last year. At 71, Jack Campbell, the linebacker at Iowa, a senior, 140 tackles, 57 solo last year, and 2 picks. He's a badass. At 74, Jake Haner, the Fresno State quarterback's a senior, 33 TDs and 4,000 yards last season. Those are some of the biggest names this year in college football. I can't wait till they strap in on the 3rd of September.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.